It's 8:56, 66 degrees with sunny skies right now in Urbana. Time to check on the commodity markets. We bring in Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we are higher across the board on worries about dryness and heat. A couple weeks ago, I was worried about too much water. Well, now the dryness and heat is in the back of their minds, and we have corn as a result up 5, 5.5, beans up 10 to 11, and wheat up 8 to 9. Specifically, the July corn is up 5.5 at 378.5. December corn, 397, up 5. July beans up 11 at 933, with November's up 10.25 at 938.25. And we have the July wheat at 438.25, up 8.75. Hogs are up 60. The cattle are up $1.60. And the feeders are up 57. But the theme of too much water and too wet and all that has now changed to it hasn't rained in a while, and we're too dry, and we're going to be hot this weekend, and that's basically taken over the trade for today at the moment.
All right, Pete. Well, thanks a lot for the update. We appreciate it. That's Pete Manhart joining us from Bates Commodities over in Normal this morning. And taking a look at a couple of other notes here today, a little bit further into the crop reports. Corn planting is 96% complete, behind the average, and last year's 97%. Also reported by USDA that 86% of that crop has emerged. And I saw a graphic that our former WIOL Ag Director David Dickey posted a little bit earlier today, just underscoring what Pete said about some of the conditions out there. Over 1 million acres now in Illinois are unplanted or planted and in poor or very poor condition, about 1.4 million to be exact, and a similar number over in Indiana, about 1.37 million acres either unplanted or planted and in poor or very poor condition. And those are the two highest states by far in that category. Wisconsin, Iowa, both in the 600,000 range, as is Ohio. So something to keep an eye on as we're expecting a little more heat maybe to move into our area this weekend. And a couple of other notes here for you today. USDA export inspections report out on the soybean side showing 10.2 million bushels of soybeans exported for the week ending June 1st, about 21% lower than the previous week, nearly three times larger than last year. Year to date, the U.S. has exported about 272 million bushels more soybeans than last year. Checking current conditions in the WILL listening area at this hour, and temperatures warming up through the 60s, still a little bit on the cool side and blooming to Normal at 62 degrees, 64 now in Decatur, 64 in Danville, 65 in Charleston, Mattoon, 63 degrees right now in Paris, 67 degrees in Pontiac, 66 degrees currently in Rantoul. And in the WIOL weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny, breezy, a bit cooler with a high of 78 degrees. Wind out of the north-northeast gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight down to a low of 53 degrees with a north-northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow, a high of 75 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, the low 53, sunny skies for the day on Thursday with a high of 80 degrees, and we expect those temperatures to tick back up as we head into the weekend. Stay tuned here on AM 580. We've got 2 hours of 1A with host Joshua Johnson coming up next. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.